by Aaron Litwin.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Rav Simcha, for sorting. It's always nice to be back. Okay, so today's story starts over here. Do you know every now and then you see these advertisements for these Shabbaton, like a Shabbos of inspiration, you get to go away. And it's a Gishmak Shabbos, you see all the pictures and you're thinking, you know, there's the best entertainment. You've got their MBD and they get Avraham Fried. It's much the best of the best and the food is the best. They have Reichs, I guess. I'm a London boy, I don't know, Mastama. Sorry, in Manchester it's Ushi, is what? Oh. And mamash, they have the world's best speakers. Everything is the best of the best, and it's mamash luxury. And the Shabbos, it's going to be exciting, inspirational. It's going to be uplifting. And golf course, Shabbos. The golf course. Ah, Shabbos. Okay. So it comes Friday afternoon, and mamash half an hour to the month, and they realize they've forgotten mamash the most important thing. They remembered their room in our room. And they've forgotten to sort out Shabbos candles. So Chavis, the head events coordinator, gets a call, and he's on the mobile, whatever, the walkie-talkies, and the pressure. Shabbos candles, he runs out to the nearest shop. He finds Chavis a few bags of tea lights. He brings in the tea lights. Everyone's waiting there to light in the hall. Okay, lighting in the hall is a shift for another time, whatever, and where they were lighting. It's not for now. And he puts down, so he takes two chairs, he puts down some silver foil, he puts down the tea lights, and everyone lights. Ah, Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha, it's Shabbos already, everyone's relaxed. So this is the end of the story for them, but it's actually the beginning of the story, and I'll tell you why this is the beginning of the story. Because they've just caused themselves a problem, and I'll tell you why. Basically, what happened is, they had a very nice Friday night meal, I'm sure they had a great inspirational talk. They came in the next day for Shabbos lunch, maybe Kiddush, and the cleaner, the guy there, had cleaned up, he'd taken all the candles off the chair, and it put all the chairs nicely back. And now they have a problem because they want to sit down, they want to take some chairs, they want to sit down. But the problem is that they don't know which chairs had the candles on it. And the chairs that had the candles on it are mukta. And I'll explain you why, we'll come back. So that's what we came to discuss. And now I'd like to kind of go back a little bit, take a step back, go through the basics of bosses, clarify the parameters, understanding the concepts, what bosses means, when bosses is a problem, when bosses isn't a problem, to basically give you the tools to argue with me. And then I'll tell you what I think, and then you'll be able to disagree with me if you disagree, which is cool. Okay, so just taking a step back here, mukta's huge. Mukta's huge, and the Iri actually, he compartmentalizes mukta into 40 categories, 40 types of mukta. Not going to do that tonight. No, definitely not. But I'm going to just try and say very quickly four categories of mukta. Four, pardon?
Part two.
Part two, okay. We're at part 16. So I'm going to try and say four categories of mukta very quickly, just to give some sort of framework where bosses comes in. So the classic type of mukta is called keli shemalachtoi le'issa. Keli, a vessel, shemalachtoi, that's used le'issa for an osa use. And the classic example of that is a hammer. A hammer is a keli, and it's used for issa. So that's a keli shemalachtoi le'issa. That's type one of mukta, if you like. Again, it's not for now, but it's just, that's one type. It's got its own halachas, when it can be moved, when it can't be moved. Keli shemalachtoi le'issa, type 1. Type 2 of mukta is mukta machmas gufoy. Translated, mukta machmas, it's mukta because gufoy of its essence. What does that mean? A rock, a stone. A stone, its essence is mukta. Why is it mukta? Because there's no function of a stone. There's no use, thank you, Simcha. There's no use whatsoever, so it's mukta. It's a higher type of mukta. And leading on from that, there's mukta machmas chisarin kis. Now, chisarin kis is actually misunderstood. Again, I don't want to go into it now. I'm just trying to give some framework for bosses, but chisaron kis literally means financial loss. But the place can explain that's not what it's discussing. It's discussing a keli that's miyuchad for issa, it's designated for a use of issa, and you're careful not to use it for anything else. And the Mishnah's example of this is a shechita knife. A shechita knife, shechita's asar on Shabbos. And a shechita knife is a very specialized tool. It's actually one that Halachas brought down based on it. The shechita svarim will bring down that we shouldn't be using a shechita knife for anything else. And any sheikhet will tell you they're too scared to use it for anything else because it gets the tiniest crack and it's hours of work. That's also a type of mukta. So these are three of the basic common type of muktas that come up. But the fourth category, and this is where I'd like to start today, is bosses. Now what's bosses? So what better words can we start with than the words of the Mechaber himself, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo. So, he says like this. He says, mita, a table, sheyesh aleha mois. A table, sorry, mita, a bed, excuse me, a bed. Mita, a bed, sheyesh aleha mois, that has on it money. So we have this bed, and it has on it money. When does it have the money? So he says, even if it doesn't have the money on it right now, but v'hoyu aleha bein hashmashis. This bed had on it money during bein hashmashis, between shkia and seis hakechavim on Erev Shabbos, osur l'taltila. You cannot move this bed. Why? Demigoy, since it's katsoi, that's a word we'll translate clearer. It's katsoi comes from the lashon of mukta, which literally means set aside. Since it was in a matzav of mukta, lebein hashmashis, between shkia and seis hakechavim on Erev Shabbos, it's katsoi l'kol yoyma. So that's enough words said. The Mechaber is telling us what bosses is. The concept of bosses is that something that's been in a matzav of mukta during the time of Shkia to Tzitz HaKechav Man Erev Shabbos, it stays mukta now the entire Shabbos. Anything that's had on it mukta during Shkia and Tzitz HaKechav Man, during Bein HaShemash and Erev Shabbos, will stay mukta the whole Shabbos. And the classic example, the Mechaber has given you a great example of that, a bed that had money on it. Pardon? Oh, so you're already saying the first halacha. You know, I'll jump to it if you're mentioning it. Intentionally, we'll jump. Let's jump to it if you're already bringing it up. We'll jump to it. So the mechaber later on, pardon, mukta is things that you can't touch on Shabbos. Let's stay focused. So we're going to come to intentionally. Let's actually use an example, a relevant example that happens in almost everyone's house every Shabbos. Because this case with the hotel, we'd all like to be there every Shabbos, but it doesn't really happen every Shabbos. Let's try and use an example that practically happens in many houses on Shabbos. Shabbos candles. Many people light Shabbos candles on their table. They should be on the table to enhance the Suda. So let's just think a second. We're lighting Shabbos candles on the table. The table is holding the candles during Bein HaShemashos. The table becomes mukta. And let's say you want to move the table afterwards. Possibly you want to change the tablecloth afterwards. Could be a problem. Because the tablecloth is also holding the candles. So... excuse me. So we have a problem, how you can move the table, which has become a bosses. So, that's a very relevant example, and we'll go through that. But you already mentioned some halachas. Let's just mention a few halachas of bosses before we come onto the table, or relevant to the table. So, excuse me, what's your name? Rabbi Fulda says to us, he said that the halach of bosses is that it has to be there, bedas. It has to be that you wanted it to be there. And this, just to clarify how important this point is, I'm going to break this point into three categories, just to highlight what you're saying. It's a very good point. The first point is, it has to be there v'das, which means, if I forgot it there, let's imagine this scenario, it's Erev Shabbos, and you're in a balagan, you're trying to clear up all the mukta, you're in a rush to clear it up, and you find your hammer, let's talk about Kiddush Menachtis, so you find something lying around, there's shalif, there's bosses by Kiddush Menachtis, so we won't go into that, you find your drill lying around, and you plonk it on the table, and you plan to take it off the table and put it in the cupboard. Suddenly you come Friday night, you see it sitting there on the table, you realize you completely forgot it there. The table isn't a bosses. A bosses only happens when you intend to leave it there. I want to take this one stage deeper. The poskim discusses a case called akroi. Now what does akroi mean? Let's stick with the same example. You're tidying up Erev Shabbos, and you plonk the drill in the cupboard on top of your briefcase. You don't think what's in the briefcase. And then suddenly comes Shabbos and you realize that in the briefcase is cutlery, and you want to use that cutlery for Shabbos. This is a slightly deeper case, I don't want to go too much into it, but it's called akroi. It means you plan to put it there, in that place, but you didn't actually realize what that place meant. You didn't realize how important that place was to you. The place can say, even in such a case, it doesn't become a bosses. I'm not going to dwell on that, I don't want to lose olam there. And one final case of what you're mentioning is, what happens if someone else comes into your house? Do you know, when you have guests around, they're like, you know, especially if it's father, like, can we come before candle lighting? And you're very polite, so you're like, of course you can come before candlelighting. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, please don't come before candlelighting. My house before candlelighting is a balagan shein kamayu. But you'd be polite, so they come before candlelighting. And then they arrive in your house and they realize that they shouldn't have come before candlelighting. They realize that you're still rushing around. So they want to help you clear up the mukta. So they take your drill and they put it on top of your table or on top of your stuff to clear up. If they've done that, it's not a boss's. Why? Because ein adam oisa dovish in ishloya. A person cannot usher something that's not his. So they can't usher your stuff, so someone else can't make a bosses. So it's good that we highlighted those halachas. Let's come back to the candlesticks, the case that we want to, that's relevant for us on a weekly basis. So there's a few levels here. The first stage of candlesticks that need discussing is the table. You want to move the table up. If the table's had on it mukta, a high level of mukta, the flame, how can you move the table? So here comes another halacha. Let's read that one more mechaber. Keli sheyesh alav dovah ha'asa v'dovah ha'muta, if this bed, for example, would have on it something osa and something muta, then muta l'taltaloi, then you can move it. So this is a concept known as bosses l'dova ha'osa v'dova ha'muta. It's a bosses, it's a holder, for something that's osa, but it's also, and here's the catch, a holder for something that's muta. If it's a hold of something osa and something mutter, then you can move it. Gewaltig. So let's imagine what happens Friday night. You've got your candlesticks on the table. You want to be able to move your table afterwards. What do Allah get to Yidden do? You make sure you have chalas on the table. Pardon?
Before
your light, before. Exactly. Or at least during Bein HaShemashos, because Vosses Pashtus is only if it's there for the whole Bein HaShemashos. But before you light, ideally, Lachatchila should be there before you light, 100%. That's a good point. You make sure that there's chalas on the table, or something on the table, we're going to discuss what. And then you know your table isn't going to come with Vosses, because it had something osa on it, but it also had something mutter on it. So you're good.
On the tray or on the table?
Oh, so you're already jumping. So we're on the table. We're going to move in diagonals from the table to the tablecloth to the tray. We'll get there. That's the third stage. And we're going to come back to our hotel in about 9 minutes. Okay. So let's do this quickly. Now, one thing I want to add is that the Mechaber writes that this Dover Heta, this Mutter item, has to be more Choshev than the Dover Asa. So you're probably wondering, how do you get away with Chalas? You know, if you've got your candlesticks or Chalas. So there's a few ways to understand this. Some poskim say that really what's mukta, the main mukta here is the flame. And the chalas are more important to you than the flame, so you're okay. Right? Other poskim say, even if it's the candlesticks, Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, mitzvah Shabbos of challah is very important, and therefore, together with the fact that it's oichel Shabbos, is even more important than your candlesticks. And just to mention a few sources that are relevant with this, the other things, thank you very much. Be like I'm one of these seminar Shabbos now. Okay. Pardon? That's an interesting concept. I haven't come across that, to be honest, and it's something to look into. It's an interesting concept. So I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to come to it. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, the Prima Godim writes that jewelry, which is, if you think about it, Prima Godim writes, jewelry is also something important. So jewelry that you can put jewelry on the table, which is worth more than the candlesticks as well. And here's something beautiful. The Shvus Yitzchak writes that a sefer is also more important to you than the mukta. And potentially, I heard from Rafalki, told me that even the Yiratzen for the candlesticks potentially could also be good enough. But we'll come to discuss that. Just a few interesting cases. I'm curious to hear what you think. What would you think about someone's glasses? If I want to put my glasses on the table, would that be good enough? Pardon?
To him,
they're worth a lot more. I'll read you out Mishnah Berurah. The Imshneim Shavin, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, Asa, it's Asa if they're equal, the Mosha and Asa. Kosva Poiskim, the Im Lekala Oilam Haheta Chashuv. If for the whole world the Heta is more Chashuv, Ola Didei Eine Chashuv, Azlinon Basa Didei. We go according to him, Vuhadin Epcha. So it depends on what's important to you. The question is, if you have a spare pair of glasses, that will be a discussion. It's not a joke, it's a discussion. And the same thing, I want to declare a house key. Is a house key got a chashivas? So someone said to me, Ach, mechatesa, a house key doesn't have chashivas, you just don't want it to get in the wrong hands. But I was speaking to a Falk, and he liked the idea. He said he would be comfortable with someone putting a house key because it has value. Okay, so we have to move on. So the table, we've discussed what you can do. Now I want to quickly discuss the tablecloth. What about the tablecloth? Do you think the tablecloth becomes a holder for the candles? What do you think? So I'll tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. If you remembered, we discussed this concept of akroi, which means you want to put it there, you know you want it there, but you don't want it to be sitting on this item necessarily. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mori de Gosvara, he says you don't want your candlesticks on your tablecloth, you just want your candlesticks on your table. Rather, you have a tablecloth there as well. So he says the tablecloth isn't holding the candlesticks, it's rather put there by chance. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, he turns back onto the Mishnah Berurah, he says, what are you talking about? Of course you want your candlesticks on the tablecloth. You want a nice white tablecloth. You want the candles sitting on a nice white tablecloth. So I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this in the Mishnah Berurah itself, but in the Sha'ar Tzion, he says another svara, which I think you'll love. He says a meridig idea. He says that a tablecloth b'cheftza is not meant to hold things. A tablecloth is something to decorate the table. It's not a holder. The mahus of a tablecloth isn't a holder. You can say from today till tomorrow that it's on the tablecloth. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sha'ar Tzion, the tablecloth b'cheftza isn't a holder, and therefore you can rely that a tablecloth isn't the boss. So if you want to change your tablecloth, that's okay. Rav Simcha, you mentioned the tray. Now the tray, I'll tell you why the tray gets complicated. Because the Magen Avraham says an interesting svara, and the Prima Godim declares this as well, the tray of the candlesticks. He says, if you have a silver tray that's meyuchad for candlesticks, imagine you have almost the same design as your candlesticks, a lot of people have, yeah? He says that tray, it's not meant to have anything else on it besides for candlesticks. It's not the place for anything else. He says you can't go and put a dover heter on the tray and say, oh, it's a bosses for the dover heter and the dover mutter. Magen Avraham already says this. It's not. It's nishnah tradition. Actually, Magen Avraham inside. He says it has to be in place. And therefore, he says if the silver tray is mamash miyuch of the candlesticks, it's going to be problematic. Now, if you hold that the Yiratzin is good enough, the Yiratzin will have place on the tray. But if you don't, then it's going to be a shaila. Personally, I use one of those mirror trays. One of those mirror trays. And the person can say, those mirror trays, they're trays for different things. You could put a little flower, you could put a piece of jewellery, you could put something nice on it, so they could hold a davar heter as well. So those are your ways out of how dealing with your regular Shabbos. And we've discussed, thank you Mr. Folder, we discussed also the concept of whether you have the right and your das to put it there or not. So we're sort of ready, yeah, we're ready to come back to our hotel now. So let's come back to the hotel. So there's all the guests there for the fancy Shabbos, they're ready to be inspired, and they're sitting on the floor at the moment because someone's been ma'ara that they haven't got any chairs. So I think the first stage I would think is, it's a Suffolk which chair, and Mukta, believe it or not, is a Drabanon. So just say Suffolk Drabanon Lakala. Sounds like good yeshiva shazach, no? Oh, Bittel is already opening up a whole can of worms, and we're going to go into Bittel. It's exactly where we're headed. Thank you for bringing that up. But let's hold by Suffolk Mukta first. So Suffolk Mukta is something we don't say. And we don't say Suffolk Mukta for two reasons. We're going to come to that. We don't say Suffolk Mukta for two reasons. The first reason, I don't want to go into now, but the main reason is that because Mukta is such a chomor de gazach, we say, Hechmiru boi kashel de raisa. Chazal, even though it's the Drabanan, they were machmir like a de raisa, and therefore, even Suffolk Mukta were machmiran. The next shaila is, and this is an interesting shaila, and this the Olam can clear amongst themselves, I'm sure there'll be lots of debate about this afterwards. Do the people renting the hotel have the right to usher up a chair? We discussed, if someone else wants to put a bosses on something that you own, they have no rights to usher, because in do they have the rights to usher up a hotel chair? Some people will say, sure they do. They're hiring the hotel. It's their hotel now. It's their chairs. Other people will say, it's not. And this would depend on the necessary details of the case. But there's possibility that wouldn't help them. Then there's also the question, did they leave anything else on the chair? Is there anything else left on the chair? If there's something else left on the chair, then there would be bosses of Dava Amut of Dava Asa. But it's unlikely they left anything. And let's talk about in a case they didn't. So you opened up a good shayla. You opened up, what about Bittel? So the halacha is, if we put our Isavata hats on, Yavish be Yavish, Min be Minoy, Bittel Beroiv. I'm not going to go into all the four Rishayim now. But the question is Bittel. Okay, let's keep it simple. Bittel Beroiv. Why don't we say, there's loads of chairs here, there's only two or one that was Asa, Bittel Beroiv. So there's two problems with that. Gevaldig. Dava Shilish Matirin means something which is going to have a time when it's mutter. A Dava Shilish Matirin is an item which is going to have a time when it's mutter. So this, so we say...
Need the chair.
Pardon?
No, need the chair.
So you're saying...
Only tomorrow I can use it for more tests.
Beautiful. I think you're saying the tzlach, and I think you're saying a beautiful svara. And I'll tell you, the reason I wanted to give this whole class is because of this svara, and I'll tell you why. So let's just understand for a second what Dava Shilish Matirin is. A Dava Shilish Matirin is something which is going to have a time when it's mutter. Got 2 minutes, let's try and squeeze this in. We're going to come to it. Afterwards, we're going to sit with you, we're going to do the whole thing. Okay? Dava Shilish Belineda. Thank you. Dava Shilish Matirin is something which is going to have a time when it's mutter. So we say, why should we apply Bittel? Bittel is a last case scenario. If we're stuck, we don't know what to do. We say it's bottle. But something that's going to anyway become mutter, we say, hold on, stop being so impatient, wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow will be mutter. Use it tomorrow. So since the chairs are going to be mutter tomorrow, we don't say it's a Dava Shilish, we don't say Bittel, because it's a Dava Shilish Matirin. Says the Tzach, a beautiful idea, and I think it's exactly what you're saying. He says, a Dava Shilish Matirin is by an apple. An apple has one use, you can eat it. You can either eat it today, or you can eat it tomorrow. He says, why do you want to eat it today? You can eat it tomorrow, so don't say Bittel. He says, a chair is something where the use is not okal, the use is a constant, there's a use today, there's a use this minute, there's a use next minute, there's a constant use. There's a use today and tomorrow. It's very nice I can use it tomorrow, but today's use will never come back. Says the Tzlach, Aval tiltol sheyochel etalte hayoyim ulemochol ishaich boi isashol bedova shilishim atirin. Sheyokobon and mafsid is a tiltol shalayoyim. You're missing out on today's tiltol. And he says, that's why a dova shilishim atirin is not a problem by a chair. One more problem, one more shayla, and we'll be done. 20 past. The other question is that a chair is a dova shilishim atirin. A dova shilishim atirin isn't bottle. Now hold with to this far. It's a bit teef. Hold with. He says, I heard this svara b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, and he told it to Rabbi Yashiv, who was Masupak, if it's a good svara. He says that the reason why a Dava Shiva Minyan isn't bottle is because a Dava Shiva Minyan is a Chashiv Azach, it's something you count, it's something Chashiv. He says, why is this chair Mukta? That's why we started with bosses. He says, the chair's not Mukta Bechefz, it's not Gufay, it's not Chasaran Kis, it's not Kiddush Mechthis, it's garnished. He says, it's mostly because it's a bosses, it's something else. He says, since the Mukta isn't a Mukta of its essence of the chair, could be that it's not a Dava Chashiv related to this Mukta. Finish with one quick shayla. I'm not going to answer it, just a shayla. This is a problem that's bothered yeshivas for many, many generations. Many generations they've been troubled. They have a big problem, how to stop the bachrim stealing the cholent on Friday night. It's a big problem. So there was one cook who had an idea. What he did was he lit a candle on the lid of the cholent. And he thought it was a very big idea because the whole Friday night they couldn't steal cholent all the bachrim. And come the next day the candle will be out. So he did that one Shabbos. He was very excited with himself. But then he had a problem. They woke up in the morning. He wanted to serve the cholent. He realized the candle made the lid into a bosses and he doesn't ever take the lid off. I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Very good.